WFAE streaming is funded by Garage Door Guru, providing local comprehensive garage door service for over 12 years, including detailed repairs and door installations, offering fine German-made garage doors. Details, go garagedoorguru.com.
This is Charlotte Talks. I'm Mike Collins. It's curious when you think about it. Most people enjoy a big, splashy Broadway show, but never think about what it takes to make that happen. First and foremost, it takes talent. But how does that talent develop? Unlike sports in our society, which are glorified from the peewee leagues to the major leagues, new performers coming to Broadway or the touring companies that come through town, well, they must spring from the stage floor fully developed, right? Now, the TV show Glee recognized this phenomenon in which high school jocks are the cool people and Glee Club members, or drama club members for that matter, are the geeks. But through shows like Glee and the High School Musical movies, high school students are beginning to engage in this alternative extracurricular activity. And just like the athletes on the football and basketball teams who dream of playing in the NFL and the NBA, these kids dream about the Great White Way. Recognizing this several years ago, James Niederlander, famed Broadway producer and theater owner, started a competition for high school students around the country working on musicals. The awards are called the Jimmies. And last year, Charlotte joined in for the first time. Blumenthal Performing Arts started its own regional competition and sent two winners of their Bloomies to New York to compete for a Jimmy. Are you following all this? I hope you are. That's about to happen again. But since it went on last year with very little attention being paid, we thought we'd shine a spotlight on it this hour. We're joined by Keisha LaLama, a choreographer and dance educator who has created more than 40 works. She's one of Dance Magazine's 25 to Watch, and she's done the choreography for the upcoming film Perks of Being a Wallflower and for the National High School Musical Theater Awards, the Jimmies, on Broadway. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome to Charlotte. Nice to have you with us. Ralph Beck is Director of Education at Blumenthal Performing Arts and co-director of their Bloomie Awards. Ralph, good to see you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And Michelle Youngs is Education Programs Manager at Blumenthal Performing Arts and co-director of the Bloomies, which will be held in the Belk Theater on May 19th. Nice to have you with us, too.
Thanks for having us today.
I saw the Bloomies last year. Mm-hmm. Very exciting and a packed house. I don't know why we're publicizing it, because you don't need anybody else to come. But here we are, and we'll do it. You're in town, Keisha, because last night the Blumenthal screened the PBS documentary Broadway or Bust, which is all about this National Musical Theater competition. By the way, if you didn't go last night, this is all available to see, all three parts, online. And I watched it this weekend online. It is as entertaining and as exciting as anything I've ever seen. Because I didn't know who was going to win. And you find out who the winner is. And, whoa, who knew? Who knew? Anyway, how long have you been involved in the Jimmies in New York?
I've been involved with the Jimmies since 2009, since the inception.
Since the very beginning. How do they choose you? How do they? Because this seems to me to be, and we'll talk about what this is and how it works.
Sure.
It seems to be a gargantuan and very scary undertaking.
Scary, yes. Gargantuan, yes. Yes to both. So I'm the education director of the Pittsburgh CLO as well.
Ah.
And Van Kaplan, the executive producer, teamed up with a Niederlander organization to form this national project. And the idea of it was, it was Van's brainchild. He really wanted to bring light and more visibility to arts education in this country. He knew there were regional programs all over the country that celebrate high school musical theater. And he thought, wouldn't it be really interesting to bring these regional theaters together, to unite them for one moment in New York City and have them perform on Broadway? And so for about a year, we flushed out many ideas and developed the National High School Musical Theater Awards program. Mm-hmm. And we started that in 2009.
So this had nothing to do with Glee bringing this to popularity, or those High School Musical movies, which are monstrously popular, or at least were for a time.
No, they were. And I feel as if, they certainly didn't have anything to do with that idea. I feel as if it was timely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was a great opportunity that all of that seemed to happen at the same time, but it didn't have any – there was no reason, you know, there was no foundation of why that had to do with nationals. There's no connection.
Now, Charlotte likes to be ahead of the curve, or at least on the cutting edge, and we waited a couple of years before we got involved in all this. Why did you actually decide to start this last year?
Well, we went to the Jimmy Awards in 2010. And actually, Michelle and I had only been around less than a year when we went to the Jimmys. And Tom Gabbard, our president and CEO.
Who, by the way, you can see in this PBS documentary for about a nanosecond.
you can see my back for half a nanosecond. I found myself.
The famous walk scene.
Oh, that's right. That's right, Michelle.
Yes.
Good. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's fine.
So Tom Gabbard.
Mm-hmm. Tom encouraged us to go to the Jimmy Awards. We did. And he wanted us to check it out. He said, we may be doing something like that. If you have a good experience there, go check it out, see what you think, and then we'll talk about doing it when we get back. We went there. Now, I've got to tell you this. We saw two other shows on Broadway. Mm-hmm. Good shows, great shows. You would recognize the name. Anybody would. And they were fine. We had a good time. We culminated our experience that weekend with the Jimmy Awards. I get to the privilege of seeing enough Broadway that my spine doesn't often tingle anymore like it used to. I mean, I have fun. I enjoy it fully. But my spine was going crazy in the Jimmy. It was just ecstatic. It was combination being at the Super Bowl and everything you love about the stage and then young kids on top of it. It was just absolutely amazing. Michelle, you want to add anything to that?
No, other than it was just a magical evening, and we knew as soon as we saw that we had to bring this opportunity to Charlotte.
Yeah, and that's kind of the way it was last year at the Belk for the first Bloomy Awards that you guys held last year, because it's everybody on the stage, they're all high school kids.
Yeah. Right.
And they're probably, 15 to 18 years old?
Correct.
Some of them have, this is their first show they were ever in, and yet they're a nominee. Mm-hmm. Others have been doing this since they were old enough to walk. But they all have this energy and shine in their eyes that you kind of don't have as an adult. and dreams. And,
yes.
And the house is filled with people who are just thrilled to be there watching it all.
Absolutely.
But it's got to be incredibly nerve-wracking. Let's talk about how this is put together, because the Bloomies are patterned after the Jimmys, and the Jimmys started all this. There are 60,000 students who compete for the chance to go to New York and compete in the Jimmys.
Absolutely.
And how many people compete in the Jimmys?
Two from every regional program get to go, so there are only 60.
60 kids.
Absolutely.
Out of 50,000 students.
Absolutely.
What about in the local race here? How many students in the region get to compete in this for the honor to go to the Bloomies?
Well, the opportunity is open to all high schools within the greater Charlotte region, which is 16 counties. And we had seven counties represented last year, 20 schools total. And our total number of students, Michelle, was...
We had a little over 1,200 students, mm-hmm. but only the students that are nominated for Best Actor and Best Actress are eligible to win the award to go to New York City.
And how do they get nominated? Because there are all these schools with all these shows, with all these actors in the shows. How do the shows or the actors how do they come to your attention?
Well, that's actually through our judging process. Last year we sent three judges to each school. This year we're sending four judges to each participating school, and they have a rubric, and they judge the students based on that rubric that we give them. To be eligible for Best Actor or Best Actress, it actually has to be a lead role in the musical itself. So it's not necessarily the best actress in the play, but rather the lead role in the musical that they're doing. And then the judges will score those kids, and then we get together for a final judges meeting, and we review the scores, we watch videos, we do a final voting process, and then we narrow it down basically to six best actors and six best actresses that are nominated in those categories.
And the winner, the best actor and best actress winner, goes to the Jimmys.
Correct.
Correct.
But now, who are the judges? Who made them God?
Well, Ralph and I did.
Yeah, that's pretty much right.
We're very excited. Last year we had 13 judges. This year we have 25 judges. And actually, all 13 judges from last year are returning this year. Mm. So we're very excited about that they wanted to continue on with this wonderful program.
You don't have to tell me who they are personally, but what kinds of people are? What's their background?
They all have some background in musical theater. Mm-hmm. Most of them are arts professionals, former teachers. We went to different regional theaters and looked for executive directors, education directors, directors, stage managers. We tried to get a wide variety of different backgrounds.
And the same is true at the Jimmys in New York.
Well, it's a little different. We have seven judges, and there's a plethora from Broadway actors to casting agents to directors from film and television and all those things. So, yeah.
So they all know what they're looking at, obviously.
They all know what they're looking at.
How has this grown since the first year to last year?
Yeah, I mean, the very first year we had 16 programs, and we've gone from 16 to 30, and anticipate in the next probably 3 years, 20 more.
Hmm. Now, you actually do they actually perform numbers from their nominated shows when they go to the Jimmys?
They do. So they do. When they get to the Jimmys, we all perform in an opening number.
Right.
So all 60 kids, two from each of the 30 representing programs. Those 30 programs send those two kids. So there's 60 kids in the opening number and 60 in the closing. Yes, it's a lot of kids. And then from there, each kid brings a solo from their winning role.
Okay.
And then they're formulated into these medleys that Michael Moritz, our music director, compiles and does it so ever cleverly.
Yes, it is. I watched them yesterday, and it really is clever how you can go from Sweeney Todd to, what is it? Jekyll and Hyde, I think it was, to The Music Man.
To The Music Man, right. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, it's the fun part for me is trying to figure out why Michael intertwined a certain lyric and then put something right up against it. And his comic timing is brilliant. And he's been doing this for years.
It's amazing.
A mastermind.
And when do you get the material?
I get the material sometimes there.
While you're
sometimes,
standing there.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because a lot of the programs, you know, they're not all finished, and the awards aren't really announced until maybe 2 weeks before we actually go to nationals. So Michael's still receiving the information from the winners. And so he's trying to compile everything, and we really don't have all the information until 2 weeks before we get to New York. So as those 2 weeks are going on, Michael's writing the medleys frantically, trying to get everything together. And he really does an amazing job. He makes my job very easy.
People who don't do this have no idea how difficult this is to work.
Absolutely.
Period. But in that amount of time, it's like it's got to be – I don't know how you sleep at night.
No, I know. I mean, my heart just goes the entire time. It is one big train. You just go. You know, you get on the ride and just go. And then you wake up a week later and feel like
now
exhausted.
People who are listening and thinking 50,000 kids from around the country compete to get into these awards that only get 50 to Broadway, or 50, 60 rather, Broadway. Those are terrible, terrible odds.
Right.
But aren't they comparable in some way to the odds that you would have if, after graduating from high school or college with stars in your eyes, you decide to pack a bag and go to New York to be an actor?
That pretty much aligns with exactly what reality is in New York City.
And maybe the odds are better at the Jimmys.
Yeah, probably. Actually, if you think about it, the odds are probably, yes, you are correct. The competition is very, 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 well, it's intense. Competition is intense. And so it sets them up. If this is something you want to do with your life, it really does prepare you and give you a taste of what you are about to face.
And that's also how the professionals who are putting this show together for the kids, with the kids, approach this. To the untrained eye, what you put these kids through is nothing – is short of – it's tantamount to torture.
Thank you. That's funny.
Keisha's specialty.
Torture, go.
That's right.
Keisha, go. Okay.
And what you say to them is probably not something they've heard a lot from high school directors.
Right.
And choreographers. Although maybe.
Maybe.
But they're working with a whole semester to go, and you're working with 3 days. Let's get going.
Well, and you know, the one thing that Van and I have talked about is that we are not going to slow down. I feel as if the one thing we've learned throughout this process is that if we raise the bar, they're going to have to rise to the occasion. So if you keep them at this average level, they'll stay there. So we challenge them, and they always prevail.
Keisha LaLama is the choreographer for the National High School Musical Awards. We're coming right back. Support for Charlotte Talks comes from WFAE members and Fox Broadcasting Company, presenting the new thriller The Following, starring Kevin Bacon. The Following airs after a new episode of Bones tonight at 8 on Fox Charlotte. Well, as we all know, sports are big business. They bring in big money, but they also need to ask for it from what time to time, it seems to me, from taxpayers. Well, we built the downtown arena for basketball. We kicked in some money for infrastructure for the stadium Panthers play in, and now they want $125 million more to renovate a stadium that only cost about $200 million in the first place to build. Should we do this? We're going to talk about the big business of sports tomorrow at 9.
On the next Diane Rehm Show, Virginia Republicans have launched the latest congressional redistricting effort, a strategy many say contributes to partisan gridlock in Washington, the politics of gerrymandering, and proposed changes to the Electoral College.
Join that conversation on the Diane Rehm Show this morning from 10 to noon after Charlotte Talks here on 90.7 WFAE.
It's Charlotte Talks on listener-funded 90.7 WFAE and 90.3 WFHE. I'm Mike Collins. Keisha LaLama is with us, the choreographer for the National High School Musical Awards, known as the Jimmies, which take place in New York every year. Ralph Beck and Michelle Youngs are with Blumenthal Performing Arts. Ralph is the director of education. Michelle is the education programs manager. And they are both co-directors of the Bloomies, which are the awards that go to the winners of which go to the Jimmies. But this is a regional competition around the country among how many different regions or how many different high schools around the country?
Different high schools, I would hundreds, maybe thousands.
And the thing about this,
but regional programs, 30.
The thing about this is that is intriguing. It has nothing to do with whether you win a Bloomy or whether you win in your own region or whether you go to New York and compete or whether you ultimately win the Jimmy. It's not about that. It's about encouraging young people to explore and take part in the arts, because they don't get that anywhere. I mean, in this city, I don't know how it is in Pittsburgh, but in this city on Friday nights in football season, all three network television stations devote 30 minutes after the 11 o'clock news to football Friday night. They don't do drama club Thursday night. So the kids who do these alternative things get no recognition at all, and as Glee points out, with accuracy, are thought of as less than or picked on, not necessarily with slushies. So talk about that. Talk about the importance of this from that point of view.
Well first of all, that's such an interesting comment that you make, and very true. But the irony is the mega stars are the Tom Cruises and et al., are the ones who have come up through this process and done exactly what these kids are doing. So though some think of it as kind of a dweeby thing to do now, the ones in our culture who are really esteemed are those who have gone exactly this path.
From high schools to community theater to college.
Exactly.
Up through the ranks, because that's how you learn.
That's exactly right.
But when you don't see other people doing it, or you're not getting any accolades for it, and you look out into your high school auditorium and it seats 1,200 people, and there are 50 people out there for your opening night, it's kind of disheartening when tomorrow night, Friday night, in the football stadium, it'll be packed to the gills and people will be cheering. It's difficult to swallow that, isn't it?
It is. It's really frustrating at times. I mean, I believe that art is a direct source through life. You know, it's a direct line for these kids to associate and relate to what's going on. And I feel as if they're much more in tune than most kids that are less involved in the arts could possibly ever be. And so I find it fascinating. I mean, the one thing with Van, when he decided that this might be a good idea to do this national program, is that there was literally a grassroots effort for regional programs across the country, major cities stepping back and saying, why are we not a part of this? We should be doing this. I mean, the Pittsburgh CLO started the Gene Kelly Awards 23 years ago. And so that was the brainchild of our former executive producer, Charlie Gray. And from there, Van has always had a special place in his heart for arts education. And from that, it's very much a theory of if you build it, they will come. Mm-hmm. And so by starting and launching this national program, it has done nothing less than provide huge visibility for arts in this country, the need for it, and the literally just lack of funding and awareness that it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Because of television and the movies, a lot of kids want to be stars. They want to be TV or movie stars, and they don't necessarily think of theater. And theater might be, might be tougher than being a movie star, but I don't know that that's true. But they have no idea what it takes to get there.
No, they don't. I mean, for me, it's the biggest challenge is that they want it, these kids, they want it yesterday.
Yeah.
They don't understand the key word to all of it is process. And so for us, through the Jimmys and through the Gene Kelly Awards, and I'm sure here as well, the educational process is the vital key to success. Without going through the process and working as hard as you can possibly work, you're not going to get anywhere. But these kids nowadays see American Idol, So You Think You Can Dance, you know, The X Factor, and they think that you, by watching these things, that all of a sudden you snap your fingers and you win something.
Not only that, they see Glee, and these Glee Club members on that TV show spontaneously burst into completely realized, choreographed numbers with harmony and staging and lights. Organically, it just happens because they're talented.
Right.
That's not how it happens.
No, and I feel that the one thing missing is showing more about that process. And that's what PBS did do a really good job of doing, was showing boot camp.
Yeah.
This is what they go through, the repetition, the hard work, the, you know, the blood, sweat, and tears. It is not something that you snap your fingers, wake up one day and say, I've made it. I've arrived. I'm successful. Because if you do reach that point in your life, then you probably should just stop living.
Take us through the process for people who have not seen the film. These kids arrive in New York.
Sure.
And they are all put up in dorms for this competition. And they're there for how many days?
They're there for 6 days.
6 days.
Five, six days.
And they arrive and there's a group meeting. And then at 10 o'clock that night, you start working, right?
Right. We arrive on Wednesday. The flights from all around the country, you know, so we don't start until Wednesday evening because we're trying to get everybody there at one time.
Right.
So the different schedules. So we can't even begin until the evening. We have a kickoff pizza party so everybody can eat after their traveling extravaganza. And then that night, we have a meet and greet. Hi, I'm Keisha. Hi, this is Van. Welcome. Okay, learn your sheet music. Go. And they start learning the opening number, the vocals for the entire opening.
Yeah.
The next day, they wind up splitting off and they meet their coaches for their private sessions for their solos that they'll be singing outside of the role that they won for. So they bring two songs. They bring a song from the role they won and they bring another piece of music outside of that character to show dimension and range for what they can do as an actor and vocally as well. And then from there, they learn these medleys. So they have to learn a full-blown staged medley, fully choreographed, and the songs from all their other competitors if they're in that medley. If there's eight kids, you know, the one kid might have their moment where they sing their big featured role. The seven other kids are their backup singers. And so they learn that music as well. And so they're constantly learning and moving and shaking, and then they learn the closing number.
Yeah, I haven't seen American Idol in years, but it's not unlike the early days of American Idol when they showed you the process every week.
Right.
Of learning a new song, but also learning the group numbers that they I guess they still do them. I don't know if they do or not, but they used to do these group numbers. You're dealing with people with different levels of experience.
Absolutely.
Different levels of talent, different ages, different levels of maturity. And you put them in an incredibly hot, tight pressure cooker.
Absolutely.
For a week. The heat is on because at the end of the week, they're in the Minskoff Theater, which is a big theater in New York. It's where Lion King is. And they're going to command that stage, or they better.
Well, and for me, it's a lot of drilling. So if you watch the PBS series, you'll see it over and over and over and over. We just keep repeating it. I keep drilling it and drilling the movement, drilling it. Because if you get on stage and you have one moment in your life in which you get to perform on Broadway, it is my job to make sure that you are so programmed that you don't mess up.
Yeah.
That your body is programmed and trained to step on your right foot at this one moment in time because you have done it 10,000 times in the last 3 days.
Yeah.
And so I wouldn't want them to lose that opportunity because they weren't prepared. I have to prepare them, and that's what we do.
I don't know who said this in the film that you guys screened last night, Broadway or Bust, but somebody said, and maybe it was you, Keisha, that these kids come to you because they are the best actors, the best lead actors in a musical from their various schools. And leading roles are generally singing, acting roles, not a lot of dancing. That's done by the chorus or the other supporting actors.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The leads don't generally have to do all that, in at least in the older musicals. Maybe today that's not the case.
Right.
And yet you're the choreographer, and they all have to dance. They all have to move.
They do.
How do you do that? How do you accomplish that in X number of days?
I don't give them a choice. I mean, I feel as if I were to look at them and let them know that I feel that they are intimidated, then they'll be intimidated. If I don't give you a choice, then you're going to just automatically do it. And so they literally step up and do things that they never knew were possible. Meanwhile, it was in them the entire time.
Did you know that the first time you did it? Or were you just hoping they could step up?
No, I mean, I feel like I've worked with a plethora of a wide range of dancers. So I have worked, my entire career started with the Pittsburgh CLO Gene Kelly Awards. I choreographed 7 high school musicals in a row for 7 years. And I worked with the football team. And so it wasn't an option. If you're going to do West Side Story, you're going to dance. So ready, go. And then the good thing is that I'm also a teacher. I'm not just a choreographer, so I can break it down and teach you those steps. And I feel like that's the difference as well. It's not just throwing it. And there is a difference between just choreographing and being able to teach the steps.
I'll give you a week at Charlotte Squawks, and you'll change your tune when you have to work with me.
I don't know. I think I could do it. Don't challenge me.
I can talk to Linda Booth about that later.
Okay.
You know, Mike, it's interesting watching the Broadway or Bust special, because you see in the early hours, moments of the kids getting up and you're working with them, mm-hmm. you can tell there are some kids who have had dance from age 6 or whatever, and there are others who have had very little experience at all. And so that's what you have to work with in these medleys that the kids perform. But it's amazing. By the time we get to showtime, it's hard to tell who is who. I mean, who right. has had the experience and who is not.
That makes me happy.
Yeah.
That's good.
and when you have 60 kids in the opening and closing numbers, and you have to move 60 kids around the stage, everybody has to do the right movement at the right time,
yes.
or that's all you'll see is the yes. person who doesn't do the right movement.
I tell them this all the time. You know, when they're on stage, I'm gone. I'm not there. So I don't want them to mess up.
Yeah.
I don't want one kid to step out and be wrong. That's my job to make sure that does not happen.
But if they are, do it with conviction.
Right. Be committed.
That's right. What does it take to be successful at the professional level in New York? Is it talent? Is it tenacity? Is it luck? Is it connections? What is it?
I mean, I feel there are several factors, but I think the number one thing that lies underneath all of it is heart. You can't teach heart.
And heart means?
Passion, motivation, will,
desire.
Absolutely. I feel like you can be the most talented person in the world, but there's got to be something underneath it that's pushing you.
But it also seems to me to take a particular kind of personality, because you will face more rejection in that field than in anything else. And when we talk about these people who have been out of jobs because of the recession, who finally just give up because they just can't find a job,
right.
it's every day for an actor, and they're not going to get cast.
It
99.99999% of the time.
I have this conversation with my students on a daily basis. It is a life of rejection. For every 10,000 no's, you're going to get one yes.
Yeah.
But the one thing that keeps you going is your heart, you know, and it's, you just have to know that at some point it's going to work out for you. And if you truly believe that, you will not give up, and that path will, the doors will open, and the path will clear, and fate and destiny will take you exactly where you're supposed to land.
So when does it start? If you want to do this, I see all these kids going to the Lion King and think when these shows come through town, and you know that some of them want to do this. And I've seen high school musicals, and some of them are remarkably good in this area. They really are. They're remarkably good. And you know that some of them want to do this. When do you have to really start to learn, whether it's dancing or whether it's singing or whether it's acting? When does that have to happen? Can you walk in the door as a senior and get the lead in Little Shop of Horrors and think, wow, I can do this professionally. Let's go.
You can. You absolutely can. So I feel...
Where were you when I was 18?
Right. I mean, I feel as if that mentality has also changed. You know, I feel like it does start right here, right now. The conversation is number one. So having the conversation about how it happens is vital to any kid believing that it's possible. And so that's why I have so much respect for Ralph and Michelle and what they've done here. They didn't really start the Bloomies to do the Jimmies. They started the Bloomies for Charlotte.
That's right.
And for these kids here locally. And so I have the utmost respect for what they're doing within their own communities and reaching out to kids that may have not necessarily ever been exposed. And I said it yesterday, you're only as good as you are exposed. If you don't expose anyone to the level of training that they deserve, they're never going to get where they need to go. And that's where Van and I at Nationals, we expose them to what it takes. And so we're going to show you and not lower anything. We're going to raise the bar.
Do the schools who compete, and you only have a one-year track record here with the Bloomies, I understand that. But in the Jimmies, there are other regional competitions that have been going on well before the Jimmies. Has that stepped up the level of performance? Because
absolutely. I mean, we talked about this yesterday here for the Bloomies, that you know, you have your judges who come in and they have these keys, these rubrics and ways of critiquing and letting you know what needs to be improved. If you use those adjudications as a tool, you can actually really develop and just enhance your own process for your students as a director. And from there, the caliber and quality of the shows will just get higher and higher and higher. The bar will be raised. And that's exactly what happens. You know, through the years, everything just, the quality just gets much, much better.
Now, I knew a couple of the students last year who were in the Bloomies, and they were the leads in their musicals in their respective high schools. And they come together for a similar amount of time to the Jimmies at the Bloomies to prepare for the awards, and you do a similar kind of show.
Yes.
You do an opening number with everybody and a closing number and these medleys that happen to showcase the kids in their various roles. But all of these kids were stars in their high school musicals, and here they are with other kids who were stars. You get all these egos in the room at the same time. Does that light the fire brighter, or is it intimidating for them as they see people who are, oh, wow, she's really good?
It's magic. Theater kids, music kids, there's a competitive element, but I've never experienced in any other setting kids who cheer each other on genuinely, as in situations like this. Would you agree,
Tricia? I absolutely agree. I feel as if there is that really dark, twisted, competitive aspect of it, they don't really show it. And I think the one thing the medleys do, and the formula that Michael Moritz started forever ago, because Michael Moritz has also been with the Gene Kelly Awards, he has this way of bringing those characters together so it doesn't allow room for any kind of angst or negative competitive factor. It really brings them and it unites their voices, and they have a really good time playing along with what it is, and it really is truly a celebration of high school musical theater. It's a celebration.
And kids who love to dance and sing and act love to do that with other kids who love that. I mean, we're all like, if you're a tennis player, you want to play with, and you're good, you want to play with someone else who's good. So I think it lights the fire.
But that's a valid point, is that for the first time, most of these kids are coming in a room and looking around and saying, wait, we have similar interests. And so although you might be the lead in your show, you were the lead in your show with whatever, 30, 40, 50 other ensemble members. So now it's all the leads. And so you have something in common as well. And it just becomes this communal effort to just celebrate and just enjoy what you do. It's great.
It's the best of the best.
Supportive,
in their universe. Mm-hmm. And if you are with good people, you tend to rise to the level of the talent of the best person in the
world. You are as good as you are exposed.
We have to take a break. We're coming right back.
Great.
Charlotte Talks on WFAE. Support for Charlotte Talks comes from WFAE members and the Beckler Museum of Modern Art, now showing Giacometti, Memory and Presence, an exhibition of rare works revealing the evolution and emotional power of visionary artist Alberto Giacometti. Details at beckler.org. Virginia Republicans have launched the latest congressional redistricting effort, a strategy which many say contributes to partisan gridlock in Washington. A discussion of the politics of gerrymandering and proposed changes to the Electoral College, the topic of the conversation at 10 o'clock on the Diane Rehm Show. If you have children, young people who are musical comedy aficionados who have a dream of going to Broadway and you have some questions for our guests today, now's the time. 704-926-WFAE. That's 704-926-9323, 800-603-WFAE or WFAE.org/Charlotte Talks. We're coming right back.
Hi, I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Kot. Sound Opinions is the world's only rock and roll talk show.
And as hosts and critics, we get a chance to debate our favorite bands, but everybody's a critic, so we like to give our listeners the last word.
Guys, that was painful.
And yeah, Jim and Greg, I agreed with you guys.
They are horrible.
It's not a complaint, it's a thank you.
Thanks for the in-depth story there.
That's Fridays at 11 p.m. on Charlotte's NPR news source, WFAE.
It's Charlotte Talks on WFAE and WFHE. I'm Mike Collins. We're talking about the Jimmies, the Bloomies, the National High School Musical Awards, and just the whole idea of young people having an opportunity to do something that really has been in the shadows forever and learn and excel and be rewarded for some very hard work. Keisha LaLama is the choreographer of the Jimmies, the National High School Musical Awards. Also with us, Ralph Beck and Michelle Youngs with the Blumenthal Performing Arts. They are co-directors of the Bloomies, which are the regional awards that started here last year. And the new ones will be in May. I gave the date out at some point, May 19th, at the Belk Theater. Now, this, for people who did not go last year, because nobody knew about it last year except the people competing, this is a big deal. Well, I mean, people knew about it. Your publicist is sitting over there going, what do you mean nobody knew? This is a big, big deal. You bring in the top-notch musicians who play in the pit for the touring Broadway shows. You bring in a musical director.
Yep.
You bring in somebody who does orchestrations for this one night only show that are Broadway quality yep. orchestrations. You bring in choreographers and directors to put all this together. This costs a lot of money. I know because I've asked for similar things for Squawks, and you guys produce it, and they just laugh at me. So it's a one night only thing. Why all this effort for one night only for 18-year-olds?
It's a one night only, but it's a one moment in these kids' lives that they will remember forever.
Well, yes.
And it's worth it.
Okay. And these kids, when they walk out, and they don't get a lot of time with the orchestra, which is a really scary thing, mm-hmm. because when you hear music from a piano all week and suddenly there's an orchestra in the pit, it doesn't sound the same. When they hear that coming from the pit, that has got people who don't do this don't understand that. That's exciting. How do they maintain their composure? Because then it becomes real. It's real.
And I think it's translated into their performance. It just kicks it up a notch. It's like this is real, and I'm giving it my best shot.
And of course, most kids work in small auditoriums around high schools that they're not outfitted like a Broadway stage or like the Belk Theater is, and they walk onto this big, big, big stage with flies and all these lights in this enormous auditorium. What's that like? Is it intimidating or does it light the fire even brighter again?
Well, I mean, I feel through the years that the one thing I've seen is that this is the culminating moment. This is where it all comes together. So you've worked for months and months and months on your high school musical, and it actually gives you a moment to reflect, to celebrate all of those efforts for all of those months. So it goes beyond just an orchestra or just having someone else or it's being on the big stage. It's a defining moment for a lot of these kids, and it allows them to believe that there are bigger and brighter things ahead. It provides them with a sense of hope, mm-hmm. and I don't think any money in the world can replace that.
Kyle Conroy and Taylor Neal, Taylor's a girl, won the Best Actor Actress Award at last year's Bloomies. And Michelle, I believe you accompanied those two
Correct.
Young people to New York to compete in the Jimmies. As you watched them and you watched this process, what did you take away from it? What was it like?
It was actually an incredible experience. Just seeing how fast they got to know each other on the plane ride and the kind of crazy taxi ride we took
because the two winners here did not know each other.
Correct.
Kyle was from Monroe and Taylor was from Waxhaw.
Correct. Yep. And then not only that, getting to know the other participants so quickly, and they really bonded. I think within one day after that first night, we went back and they had a little place for the kids to meet to kind of wind down before they went to bed. And it was instantaneous. And it was so awesome to see the experience that they were getting. And they showed on the PBS special last night that, you know, the kids kept saying, if I don't win, it's okay. I really want my friends to win. And that was the genuine feeling. It wasn't just something they put on TV. That was actually reality of what happened in New York. So it was really neat to see them step up their game and get along so well with all the other contestants and really become family. They still keep in touch. Mm-hmm. They saw Keisha last night and they were like, it was a family reunion.
It was so awesome. Oh, it was so great to see them. Yes, absolutely.
So what has happened to Kyle and Taylor since the Jimmys and since the Bloomies for that matter?
Yep. Taylor's a junior now at Cuthbertson High School, and she's actually, I believe, going to be trying to be the assistant music director with their play Legally Blonde this year. Which is a really great experience
for her. So she went there as a sophomore to the Jimmys?
Yes.
What does that make her, 16?
Yeah.
Holy cow. All right. And what about Kyle?
And Kyle's up at UNC Chapel Hill, and he actually just got cast in the 25th I can't remember the full name.
The spelling bee. 25th annual Putnam County Spelling
Bee. That's it.
He's also in an a cappella group
up there.
Is
he doing the foot number?
He's not doing that one, and he was relieved. But apparently he has a really high F sharp that he has to sing that he's working very hard to achieve.
He'll get it.
But he tried really hard when he went up there. He's like, I don't want to tell everybody I went to New York and played on a Broadway stage. And
no, you don't do that.
Yep.
Not a good idea.
I don't want to intimidate everybody.
Given the track record that you have at the Jimmys, because this has been going on since, 2009, what has happened to some of the kids who've not only won, but the kids who participate? Did many of them pursue it? Do they go on to pursue it at the college level or professionally? Mm-hmm. What's happened?
They do. The one recurring comment after the show with the students is that they realize that this is possible and that they want to do this with their lives. Several of them, you know, I'm going to major in psychology or journalism, change their minds, and they go for it. They wind up switching.
So you've ruined their lives.
I have absolutely destroyed their lives of any sense of security whatsoever.
Talk about that, because a lot of parents who love to go to Broadway shows and love to take their kids to Broadway shows
don't want their kids anywhere near it.
That's right. They're appalled at the idea of
right.
And my brother went to New York to be an actor. Mm-hmm. Did pretty well. And then met this woman who said, I'm not marrying an actor. And so now he does something else. Mm-hmm. And he never encouraged his kids to do this. And they have to be in New Jersey. They have to participate in the 8th grade musical. They must. Everybody in the school. And that's where it started for them. And my niece is now majoring in musical theater. And my brother is saying, I'm spending $40,000 a year for her to be a waitress.
Right.
So what do you tell parents whose kids want to do this?
Right. I mean, I feel, for me, I bypass the parent. It's the kids' lives. It's the kids. They got to follow their own heart, their own dreams. And if you don't do that and you live your life for someone else, you're going to end up regretting it. So the only thing you can do is try. And after that, you have your whole life ahead of you to change your idea or go down a different path or use that theater degree to maybe go into journalism and become a theater critic or, a talk show host or whatever. You know, it can go down so many different roads. But the thing is, if you deny yourself what your gut and heart are telling you to do, you're going to regret it later on because someone else thought it was a bad idea.
And you're a good – I don't know what you wanted to be when you were 16 or 15 or 14.
No, sure.
I'm sure you were dancing well beyond that age, well before that age. But you're part and parcel. You're a good example of that because you work all the time.
All
in the business.
In the business. And the thing is every time someone told me it was not possible that I would hit a wall or it would never happen, you know, fate and destiny would take a turn or I would make things happen. So you have to believe what you believe and go for it. And nobody holds the key to success except for you. And whatever that is, it lies within yourself. What is success? It's happiness for you, your life, the way you live it. And that's what these kids have to realize. So many of them come to college and say, well, I have to double major because my mom and dad are worried. And this kid can't breathe and it's not even a college experience. And they're suffocating because they're trying to do all these other things instead of focusing on one. How can you be good at anything by doing everything? Mm. You know, you can't develop any kind of skill at the level in which you need to be able to apply it. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I just get worried about these backup plans.
Some of these kids who
in this industry
who come to these awards, because so much has to be accomplished in such a short amount of time, and this is probably the first time in their lives they've been exposed to this level, mm-hmm. this intensity of learn it because in 5 days we're doing it. Because in high school you have a semester to get ready for the annual musical. That's an eternity of rehearsal. And some of them, do all of them succeed at this? Do some of them wash out? Do some of them have emotional breakdowns and decide that this is not what I want to do? I could never do this again.
It is the opposite as well. It does have the opposite effect. So there are a lot of kids that come in and think, this is not what I thought it was. We actually have to work. You know, they think that you get on stage and sing a solo and it's so easy, and it's not. I mean, as an actor, and you know this, you get up and you work every day and you're dedicated. If you're good, you do your research and you investigate, and it's a constant lifelong learning and struggle because you're always wanting to improve. And a lot of, I do believe this generation is challenged with this sense of you're going to win it and have it all yesterday and you've arrived and you – I do attribute all of it to those competition shows.
I didn't see a lot of that in the film, all those kids in the film that they concentrated on, because they couldn't concentrate on all 60 of them, mm-hmm. were really working hard. But I did notice that a lot of them were being given tips by you and the coaches and mm-hmm. Van, the director, about how to put across their solo, things that they had never been told before, never thought about before, mm-hmm. and things that people going to see a show never think about and shouldn't think about. They shouldn't see it. I mean, it should just be there, but it takes 90 million things to make it work. And you have to be able to process all of that mm-hmm. and make it look like it's effortless.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these kids have never faced that before. That's a lot to think about in a week.
Well, and I feel as if that is very true. That's exactly what happens, you know, and if you're adaptable and you do take those notes and you move on and you grow, those are the kids that start rising to the occasion and the judges see it, you know, and then they really do, I hate to use this phrase, filter themselves out, but that's really what happens. And so when you are trying to recognize the top talent in the country, you do see a handful of those kids start taking those notes, applying them, adapt and just transform themselves in a matter of days. Hmm. And those are the kids that you know should be doing this with their lives.
Whether or not this were on a Broadway stage or whether it ended up being at the Belk Theater, which is a wonderful theater, these competitions, it seems to me, are not about who wins and who loses. It's about the experience.
That is what it's about, the process. Yes.
Process. And that's what it's all about. It's all about process. Rehearsal's much better than performance.
Can I interject
something? Go ahead, sure.
We've been talking about the kids who make it to the Nationals. Most of the kids don't. Most of the kids are not in lead roles and are not positioned to even be judged to go to the Nationals. But I feel so strongly, and this is what really lights my fire continually, is that the experience of being in the performing arts, being on stage, is so great for the kids who have no aspiration of going
Absolutely.
There. I was fortunate as a kid. I played Little League and I played in high school basketball and football. And I don't regret that. I wasn't great. In some cases, I wasn't all that good at all. But it did something for me. In the arts, just being a part of it does something for these kids.
And it gave you an appreciation for what the people who do it professionally
Absolutely.
Are going through and how they got there and what it means to play. And the same
mm-hmm.
is true of
Absolutely.
People who participate in the arts, whether it's ballet or music
right.
or
Absolutely.
Theater. If you understand the process because you were part of the mm-hmm. process at a lower level,
mm-hmm.
you get it. And it gives you a greater appreciation for and it enriches your life. It opens you up to all kinds of things that you're closed off to if you
and
don't.
It's so very rewarding
yeah.
for any kid. You know, the kid in the fifth row in the chorus is having as much of an experience as that kid in the front, and that's why
and is making as
it.
Much of a
right.
contribution
right.
exactly.
And here's one thing very concrete. I've talked to a lot of kids about their experience in theater. Some of them coming in when they're sophomores and even juniors, some seniors, and I'll be with them and Michelle also in a group, and I'll say, "Do any of you have any problems with getting up and talking in front of people?" Kids look at each other, well, why would that be a problem? You know, the number one fear
yes,
in America
public
is
speaking.
Public speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Kids who
I
have
don't
this,
like it.
Kids who have this experience on stage, they've got the number one fear licked. And then there's the opening up of themselves and their souls, basically, exposing who they are to other people. Kids who have this experience, we hear this over and over and over again from the kids that we talk with. Until I got into theater, I didn't know who I was. Yeah. I was introverted. I didn't know how to express myself. So those are two very concrete things.
Actors can become great salespeople. Some mommy and daddy who are worrying about that.
right.
There you go.
If it doesn't work out, they make great salespeople because they have confidence and they know how to present themselves in front of another human being and sell whatever it is they're selling. Because when they're in a role, they're selling that role to you. You have said about this experience, Keisha, that you had an experience like this yourself. You didn't go to the Jimmys because you're too old for that, and you're a dancer, not an actor and a singer. But you say that you went to take a dance class at the Broadway Dance Center, and that one day was a key transitional defining moment in your dance life. Help us understand that.
Wow. You read my blog.
Yeah.
You did your homework.
Yeah. That's what I do.
So I
have no life.
It's okay. It's all right. Apparently, if you're reading my blog. So, I was at the Broadway Dance Center. My dance teacher took me up there, and I had taken a semester off for a knee surgery and wound up taking classes to rebuild. And I took a class with David Story. And I had never been exposed to that kind of training and that kind of movement. And within minutes, I knew that's what I wanted to do with my life. That exposure allowed me the opportunity to experience something that I had never done before. And so for me, I have a direct line and link with these kids every day. Those kids that are in their high school musicals, in the trenches, doing it. They may have not necessarily been exposed to that kind of communal effort of making something happen before. And so that's what it's all about, is that if you can expose yourself to something amazing, then amazing things will happen. And that's why we fight every day for these high school kids to do their shows.
Keisha LaLama is the choreographer for the National High School Musical Awards, the Jimmys. The Bloomies are coming up May 19th at the Belk. I would encourage you to go on the Belk, on the Blumenthal website, and find out how to get a ticket before they're all gone, because it's a one-night-only experience, and the audience is pretty much filled up with a lot of partisans. But it's great fun, and these are terrific performers when you get your hands on them. Ralph Beck and Michelle Youngs are the co-directors of the Bloomies, May 19th at the Belk. Thank you all for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.